Welcome to our Bible study on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. As always, I am assuming that you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesday afternoons beginning at 5:15 and ending at 6, we meet in the fellowship hall of the church. Our gospel lesson continues the teaching Jesus began at chapter 6, verse 17 in the Sermon on a Level Place, which is Luke's equivalent to Matthew's more famous Sermon on the Mount, which we find in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. And it seems very likely that both sermons, as we now have them, are a collection of sayings as opposed to one long sermon. Unlike Matthew's Beatitudes, which uses a singular form of you, Luke uses the plural, meaning you all. Also, unlike Matthew's poor in spirit and hunger and thirst for righteousness, Luke is clearly addressing the poor and the despised of the earth in the literal sense. Our passage, verses 27 through 38, follow immediately the blessings and woes which began the sermon in verses 20 through 26, and it consists of three units, as the paragraphing in most English translations reflect: verses 27 through 31, verses 32 through 36, and verses 37 through 38. As we look at the first unit, verses 27 through 31, we see it opens with the phrase, "Love your enemies." This is not a sentiment. It is a strategy and a reversal of common wisdom. We are called to not reciprocate or retaliate or to draw our behavior from those who would try to victimize us, which is contrary to the world's understanding. The principle of retaliation lies at the very foundation of law and can be traced back to the Code of Hammurabi, which guaranteed the victim the right to recompense but set limits on revenge. As we've all heard, the end result of the law of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth would be a blind and toothless society. Disciples are not to let selfishness or ill will determine their response to mistreatment. The command to love our enemy replaces the concern for limits on who we treat as neighbors with a concern for inclusiveness. Treat everyone as a neighbor. God's love is for all. The Greek word for love used in this passage is agape. And so we are too to love regardless if that love is accepted or returned. Following this statement of principle, we are given examples of mistreatment, hating, cursing, abusing, striking, stealing, and begging. An important point to remember is that this is not intended to be a command to stay in an abusive relationship. The verse says, pray for them, not stay with them. Another important point to notice is that these teachings assume the readers and listeners are the victims, not the victimizers. Jesus does not offer any instructions to followers who would strike, steal, hate, curse, and abuse others, because such behavior is not kingdom behavior and should not be practiced by those who are following Jesus. The point is, there is no place in the Christian ethic for vengeance or retaliation. The second unit at verses 32 through 36 repeats the principle of the first unit, to not reciprocate in responding to others. But in the first unit, the principle was applied in relation to those who violate us. Here, it is applied in relation to those who treat us favorably. Just as our behavior is not to be determined by our enemies, neither is it to be determined by those who are our friends. Our behavior is determined by our relationship with God. And as we see in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, God does not hate in response to hate, or love in response to love. In verses 33 through 35, the word credit is the same Greek word, katis, that is translated elsewhere as grace, and it does not refer to scoring points with God, but points to those who live by God's grace, rather than cultural expectations. God acts in love and grace to all, and we are called to do the same. Also, in verse 35, the Revised Standard Version has the phrase, expecting nothing in return, which is based on the Vulgate, the Latin version of the ancient manuscripts, and is the only occurrence in the New Testament of that verb. Elsewhere, it is always translated as meaning despairing, and some of your study Bibles may have a footnote that says, despairing of no man, or without ever giving up hope, meaning without giving up hope of anyone, which I think brings a more nuanced understanding, perhaps looking more at the person instead of the gift. Verse 36, be merciful even as your Father is merciful, is the equivalent to Matthew's chapter 5, verse 48, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And while at first it sounds like Luke's version is a little bit more within our reach than being perfect, the difference can be misleading. Matthew's perfect is not so much a moral flawlessness, but simply is addressing the same point Luke is making. Both statements are making an affirmation about God and offer the same teaching. The third unit, verses 37 through 38, could literally be translated, stop judging and stop condemning, and reminds us that as followers of God, we do not judge or condemn. But this does not mean we should blandly and indiscriminately accept all practices and lifestyles as equally valid, nor is it merely a strategy for getting along with others, or a general plea to be more tolerant. There is a difference between Hitler and Mother Teresa. Jesus's point is that our interpersonal relationships should be seen in the light of our relationship with God. Because we know God's acceptance despite our sin, we should see others in the same charitable light in which God sees us. We are called to give and forgive. Still, we cannot help but notice that in this unit, there is a little bit more justice, more reward, and punishment than in the first two. But even the balanced fairness of verse 38, give and it will be given to you, is broken by the image of abundant generosity poured out upon those who give. Also at verse 38, the phrase into your lap refers to the large pocket formed by the fold in a robe above the belt. Even this huge pocket will not contain the pressed down, shaken together, running over blessings that come to those who give generously to others. In conclusion, many times our culture seems to be oriented to loving things and using people. But in Jesus' life and teachings, we see that things are to be used and people are to be loved. In one of his most famous sermons, Loving Your Enemies, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. preached, returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. This concludes our study for the day. Thank you so much for listening. Take care and God bless.